in today's WFHB Community Report. Correspondent Norm Holey speaks with Tommy and James Allison, who are working with a peace group to organize a rally in downtown Bloomington this weekend.
So today we have, as our honored guests, we have Tommy Allison and Jim Allison. You, of course, know that Tommy was longtime mayor in town, and her husband was an IU faculty member. They're both retired, but still very active civically. And today they have something that's going to happen on Earth Day that they want to talk about.
The organization behind the thing we're going to talk about today, Earth Day, is an organization called the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, which is a little over 100 years old now. It's founded just before America got into World War I by a social worker named Jane Addams, who started Chicago's Hull House in the late 1800s and spearheaded a peace movement which was intended to forestall or avoid, if possible, America's entry into World War I. It's an international organization. It has separate organizations in various nations. There's a United States section. There are other sections throughout the world. And they also have branches within the various communities throughout the United States and other countries. And Bloomington has a branch, which is about 50 years old now. And that's the organization that's behind our sponsorship of the nationwide demonstration on April 22nd, Earth Day.
The demonstration will be at noon on April the 22nd on the Courthouse Square. We invite everybody who cares about our planet to come and voice their concern. For people who are puzzled that a peace organization is talking about a Earth Day celebration and having a slogan of peace and planet before profit, the early women who founded Women's International League for Peace and Freedom knew that you could not have any peace without justice. And they recognized that you had to make sure that human rights and civil rights and that people had their living protected, or you would have conflict. And what we're seeing in the world today are resource wars. There's war over oil, and there's war over water. This is something that we need to face up to. And
I just want to ask you now, Are there going to be speakers at this?
There will be speakers. We're going to have an open mic as well. And we really would like people to...
You're invited.
Invited, yes, because we want people to speak out. Because what we've had in this country is like the Koch brothers with their, paying for the science denying climate change to confuse people, to make people think that it's unsettled science, which is not true.
I might point out that April 22nd is also the National March for Science Day. And that gathering has special significance this year in light of climate change denials, as she said, on the part of President Trump and members of his cabinet. The freezing of grants administered by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is a special concern, of course, to Indiana University, because Indiana University is a major scientific research institution, especially vulnerable to science policy in the Trump White House.
What we've had is a lot of propaganda that has given so much misinformation that we need citizens to speak out in favor of the planet and in protecting our environment. Our local branch will be emphasizing the Standing Rock Sioux and their opposition to the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Now, why is that issue identified as the one for the local branch to
Because it hits on so many things that concern the Women's International League.
I might say it's not just the local branch that's doing this.
Oh, okay.
It's the U.S. section of WILF that's focusing on that.
This is human rights. They're saying, water is sacred. This is a threat to their water supply, their only water supply.
I might point out that the Sioux know the facts of life down there. They know their environment. They know the practical import of gas spills and oil spills.
Right.
They've seen this happen.
Yes.
And they know that it's a very high probability that it's going to happen to them. And this is going to threaten their only water supply source and other community water supplies in the area. And they know very well, as we do, that the continued development of this Bakken crude, as they call it, is going to make no significant contribution to the energy independence of this country, none whatsoever. It's just a drop in the bucket.
It's going to be all exported anyway.
Yeah, and so we call on the federal government to block this controversial project.
Also, we need to say, you know, some international banks and some United States banks have stopped the investment in the pipeline. There is a suit now against the other pipeline, the Canadian pipeline, that they haven't followed the proper U.S. laws. So it's not a dead issue just because they've thrown them off, you know, which they did violently. And Trump has said for it to go ahead. It's not a dead issue. So when we're talking about this April 22nd noon demonstration on Courthouse Square and our theme, which is peace and planet before profit, peace, you look at the Near East and it's oil. And pipelines, by the way, right? Pipeline in Syria that the Russians and the West are fighting over. Pipeline also in Afghanistan was also. So the money that is invested in an energy that should be...
It's on its way out,
you know, as peak oil and all that, we should be putting it into alternative. And here in our state, you know, where they passed SB 309 and made it more difficult for a fledgling industry in solar. And yet this is where we should be going as a reasonable people. This whole idea of defaulting and going against the critical role that science plays, you know, in our society. The idea that...
You can choose your own facts.
Yeah, right. And that without data and without information, it's so self-defeating. And so I'm saying to people, please come out on April the 22nd and say, you know, we are a intelligent people. We are a caring people. Yes. We recognize that our environment is important to us and that we must protect it.
Is this primarily a women's organization?
It is, but of course the membership is open. Jim is a member, yeah. And also we are, in effect, putting out that we're going to have a demonstration, but we invite all the environmental organizations, all the peace organizations, all the different issue organizations. If you care about the planet, come down and let's talk to each other and try to impress upon the citizens of Bloomington and Monroe County that this is a crucial issue. The whole environmental, the climate change, our treatment of the planet.
Thank you very much for coming today. Thank you for all the information.
Thank you.